Hundreds of free events welcome New Yorkers all summer long. Seven new commissions across classical music, hip-hop, multimedia, musical theater, and intersections of art and technology join longtime Lincoln Center summer favorites. Lincoln Center for the Performing Arts LCPA today announced the third annual Summer for the City, welcoming New Yorkers to hundreds of free events over 3 months. A highly anticipated staple of New York City summers, this year's festival features new commissions and a wide variety of programming bringing together thousands of artists from across the world in celebration of the multitude of cultural histories and stories that live within the city. From June 12 to August 10, Lincoln Center's campus transforms into a welcoming oasis where neighbors and New Yorkers from across the city can gather, relax, participate in performances, enjoy expanded food offerings at the Lincoln Center Night Market, and even play outdoor games. The outdoor spaces are designed by visual director Clint Ramos and inspired by flora and fauna of the American prairie, with greenery and plants by Donyeli World Design, lighting designs by Andrew Grant, and projection designs by Zachary Beaurevais. Life, liberty, and happiness is this year's guiding curatorial theme, highlighting how active participation in the arts helps strengthen civic bonds and grow strong community. Throughout the summer, audiences are invited to be creators themselves, whether as songwriters, poets, dancers, or storytellers. The ethos that drives all we do for New York is to live up to our founding mission that the arts are for everyone. It is in service of this democratic ideal that we offer a summer with artistry from so many perspectives and lived experiences, all for free or choose what you pay, said Shanta Thake, Aaron Krantz, Chief Artistic Officer of Lincoln Center for the Performing Arts. Thake continued, "Our guiding theme this summer helps reinforce so much of what we all share, but sometimes lose in our busy daily lives. The arts are core to our collective well-being and to helping us realize our hopes and dreams for future generations. We look forward to coming together this summer with artists from across the globe and with neighbors from across New York City. This year's festival includes several new commissions, a series of dynamic concerts with the Festival Orchestra of Lincoln Center in its first season with Renee and Robert Belfer, music director Jonathan Hayward, a week-long celebration of Indian cultural traditions during India Week, a contemporary concert series curated by Nadia Sirota, the return of the Bond Together Dance Festival, Pride Month celebrations, Juneteenth events, comedy nights, activations at the intersections of the arts and technology, wellness events and workshops, and expanded offerings for families. The summer also shines a light on deaf and disabled artists, with the return of Deaf Broadway, a night of Access Magic silent disco curated by Kevin Gotkin, and performances centering disability artistry from guest curator Ryan J. Haddad. A relaxed open rehearsal with the Festival Orchestra, inclusive dance classes with Mark Morris Dance Group's Dance for PD program, and the return of Big Umbrella Day are among the many access offerings for audiences. Additional highlights and a full calendar follow. Summer for the City is presented in collaboration with organizations from across the city and the Lincoln Center campus, including Bushwick Star, Caribbean Cultural Center, African Diaspora Institute, Film at Lincoln Center, Jazz at Lincoln Center, the Juilliard School, Korean Cultural Center New York, La Casita, Pen America, New York City Ballet, the New York Public Library for the Performing Arts, New York Laughs, the School of American Ballet, and many more. In reaching people from all five boroughs and beyond with its warm welcome, Summer for the City has established itself as a New York tradition, but as this year's lineup shows, it's a tradition as dynamic and inclusive as the city itself. When public space comes alive, it's a whole that's greater than the sum of its parts, and we can't wait to experience that anew this summer, said Andreas Drakopoulos, co-president of the Stavros Niarchos Foundation SNF, which is providing lead support for the festival's community programming. In recent years, Lincoln Center has expanded its role as an artistic and civic cornerstone, hosting dozens of blood drives, food distributions, naturalization ceremonies, graduations, and serving as a polling place, core to its broader commitment to the city and a statement of confidence in its enduring vitality. There's no place like New York City in the summer, where people across the five boroughs gather in our public spaces to enjoy the events, programming, and the magic of our city, said Speaker Adrian Adams. For its third consecutive year, Lincoln Center will provide hundreds of free events to New Yorkers through summer for the city so everyone can enjoy free, world-class art and cultural programming. Art is critical to our imagination and can help expand what we believe is possible for ourselves and our communities. That's why it is critical that the city invests in our arts and cultural institutions, because all New Yorkers deserve to experience the life-changing power of the arts. Summer for the City initially grew from a need to bring together our community after the isolation of lockdown, said Erica Mallon, executive director of the New York State Council on the Arts NYSCSA. Over the past 3 years, it has affirmed the measurable healing benefits of arts and culture, bringing us together with new technologies and both free and affordable programming. Now a treasured cultural tradition, NYSCSA is a proud supporter of Lincoln Center as it welcomes all New Yorkers to transformative and inspiring performances all summer long. Lincoln Center's Summer for the City is an amazing expression of the unmatched power that culture has to engage and connect New Yorkers with joy, excitement, enlightenment, education, and so much more, said New York City Cultural Affairs Commissioner Lori Cumbo. New Yorkers deserve every opportunity to connect with the cultural activity that makes living here so exciting, so I applaud the hundreds of free programs happening as part of Summer for the City, which are open and accessible to all. We're proud to continue our work with Lincoln Center to bring the arts to all New Yorkers. I'll see you this summer. The majority of the more than 200 events during Summer for the City are free, with select indoor performances having a Choose What You Pay ticketing model, starting at 5. Choose What You Pay tickets go on sale to the public Thursday, May 16 at 12 p.m. Friends of Lincoln Center have pre-sale access to Choose What You Pay tickets beginning Thursday, May 9 at 12 p.m. Most free performances offer a free fast-track line to gain priority access to the event ahead of the general admission line, and these free fast-track registrations are available every Monday at noon for that week's performances. Check event webpages on summerforthecity.org for performance-specific information on fast-track availability or ticket on-sale dates. A link to the online event calendar can be found at summerforthecity.org. Building off the success of Korean Arts Week during last year's Summer for the City, this year's festival immerses audiences in a range of festivities that highlight the depth of India's cultural landscape during India Week July 10 to 14. Showcasing the country's music, dance, art, cuisine, and more. Performances include silent discos curated by DJ Rekha, a performance by Ragamala Dance Company at Damrosch Park, a high-energy social dance party celebrating Ghibra, comedy nights, a literary event presented by PEN America, and programming for families, presented in collaboration with RIV Festival. Several additional events celebrate the multicultural communities of the city, including a concert by Electric Fields and Dem Mob celebrating South Australians' First Nations June 22, Brazil Summerfest July 5 and July 17, the San Juan Procession June 23, the Via Series, Los Van Van July 28, La Casita July 21, Global Fest August 3, a celebration of Jamaican Independence Day with Steel Pulse August 4, Jamie Lozano and the Familia July 31, Ars Nova Napoli June 30, and the Ruidosa Fest August 10 for the closing weekend. New this summer is the Lincoln Center Night Market presented by Chase, an outdoor food emporium open Wednesday, Sunday from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Featuring a wide range of cuisines at affordable prices, including Gerald's Bitter BRGR serving 100% plant-based burgers, Maya Snack Bar featuring Mexican dessert snacks, Harlem Seafood Soul with gourmet seafood and soul food, Japanese-style street food from Yakitori Tato, Manisha, serving traditional Lebanese street food, and authentic Mexican from Taqueria Al Pastor. There will also be a tent with rotating food offerings that align with that week's programming. Joe Coffee will be available during the day. Additional vendors to be announced soon. Events throughout the summer are inclusively designed, integrating access needs with a range of accommodations for select performances and upon request from ASL interpretation, audio description, live captioning, haptic suits, relaxed performances and more. Select performances will be live streamed across Lincoln Center's social channels. Accommodations for summer for the city events include accessible seating, accessible entrances, all gender and gendered restrooms with accessible stalls, FM assistive listening devices, alternatives to standing in line for entry, noise-reducing headphones, earplugs, and fidgets to borrow, and chill-out spaces, offering reduced noise and visual stimulation, for guests to take a break and re-enter when they're ready. In addition, many venues have higher weight capacity chairs, and David Geffen Hall features tactile maps and a hearing loop installed in the Wuxi Theater and box office. Visual directions, describing arrival instructions for neurodiverse communities, will be available online. For accommodations for specific performances and venues, visit event pages online or contact access at lincolncenter.org or 212-875-5375. Lincoln Center also offers an access concierge service, with trained representatives to support guests with disabilities, and providing one-on-one support for individual guests and their party. To request this service, contact Guest Experience at lincolncenter.org or 212-875-5456 at least 1 week before attending an event. Guests are welcome to request additional accommodations for specific events. About Lincoln Center for the Performing Arts. Lincoln Center for the Performing Arts LCPA is a cultural and civic cornerstone of New York City. The primary advocate for the entire Lincoln Center campus, our strategic priorities include fostering collaboration and deepening impact across the Lincoln Center resident organizations, championing inclusion and increasing the accessibility and reach of Lincoln Center's work, and nurturing innovation on stage and off to help ensure the arts are at the center of civic life for all. LCPA presents hundreds of programs each year, offered primarily for free and choose what you pay, including many specially designed for young audiences, families, and those with disabilities. Lead support for Summer for the City community programming is provided by the Stavros Niarchos Foundation SNF. Major support for Lincoln Center Presents and Summer for the City is provided by Chase, the Schubert Foundation, and the Howard Gilman Foundation. Hip-hop and contemporary arts programming made possible by Nike. Bond Together Dance Festival is made possible by Chanel. Endowment support is provided by the Blavatnik Family Foundation Fund for Dance, the Marie Jose and Henry R. Kravis Foundation, Oak Foundation, PepsiCo Foundation, and Rockefeller Brothers Fund. Lincoln Center's artistic excellence is made possible by the dedication and generosity of our board members. Operation of Lincoln Center's public plazas is supported in part with public funds provided by the City of New York. Programs are made possible, in part, with public funds provided by National Endowment for the Arts, the New York City Department of Cultural Affairs, Empire State Development, and the New York State Council on the Arts with the support of the Office of the Governor, Mayor of the City of New York, the New York State Legislature and the New York City Council. New York Presbyterian is the official hospital of Lincoln Center. United is the preferred airline of Lincoln Center Presents. Steinway & Sons is the preferred piano partner of Lincoln Center. Follow Lincoln Center on social media. Facebook, facebook.com/LincolnCenter. X Twitter @LincolnCenter. Instagram @LincolnCenter. TikTok @LincolnCenter. Lincoln Center.